You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
8 minutes after 9 Central African time, you are tuning and listening to the discussion on this beautiful evening, the night of Jumu'ah, the second of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1441. Let's welcome back to our beloved Fadilatul Ustaz Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, to all the listeners out there who are tuning and listening on 084-786-3132. Ustaz, are you there with me? Ustaz, you're going to have a very good laugh. You're going to have a good laugh.
Inshallah. Okay.
You asked the question that what is the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give in Jannah? Somebody sent me a message and they say, "Ask Maulana Salim, is it paya?" Allah, wallahi, Ustad, wallahi, the brother says, "Ask Maulana Salim, is it paya?" Allahu Akbar. And then the sister says, "Please ask Maulana Salim, what is the food of Jannah and what do we read to thank Almighty Allah in Jannah, as Maulana Salim had mentioned?" Well, I don't know. But anyway, Ustad, are we going to go into that or are we going to move on to our topic about that? How should.
One of the hadiths of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the first meals of Jannah will be the liver of the fish.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
Though we don't know the value of it, but that's going to be one of the first meals that Allah is going to give to us. Number one. And number two, the dua that you and I will read there is Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon Wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That's the dua you are going to read after Allah Pak is going to grant all of us all the beauty of Jannah, all the ni'mat of Jannah, all that Allah has promised in Jannah. And in response, we are going to say to Allah, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon Wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is why, Mawlana, whenever we finish a bayan or we finish our dua, how do we end it? Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon Wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, Jazakumullahu Khairan for giving us the answer. And I hope all the listeners, they got the answer. But nevertheless, Ustaz, let's move on to our topic this evening. That how should a Muslim, Ustaz, we're touching the word Musalman, Muslim, behave in private, that's number one. Behave in public places, number two. Behave as a mu'min, as a believer. We want to know, Ustaz, how did Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us or spend when it comes for holidays or when it comes to a journey or when traveling or when going out with a family? You know, there are the do's and the don'ts. So inshallah, Ustad, maybe you're going to just to give us a rundown, because I've got a lot of questions coming in, and as we go along, inshallah, I'm going to be posing the questions, Ustad.
Okay, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. This is a beautiful ayat. Allah has made us the best of all the ummahs. Why? Because of two beautiful qualities. أمر بالمعروف and نهي عن المنكر. Enjoin good and forbid the wrong. This is an exemplary quality in a mu'min. As I was saying earlier on, that if you see a wrong being done, how do you correct it? First and foremost, biyadi. If you have power and you have strength, stop it. If you can't do that, fabi lisani. Then speak about it. Be vocal about it. If you can't even do that, then at least in your heart feel that, you know what, this person is doing wrong and I wish I could do something to correct it. I want to give you a beautiful definition. What is evil? And Hazrat Luqman-e Hakim was giving advice to his son. He said, "Oh my son, evil is not overcome with evil." This is a mistake we make, Mawlana. We want to fight fire with fire. Two wrongs don't make a right. So very beautifully said by Hazrat Luqman-e Hakim, that, "Oh my son, evil is not overcome with evil. And he gives an example. Set off two fires and see if you can put off one fire with the other. He says, light up two fires, two bonfires, and let's see if one fire can put off the other fire. And then he says, evil is overcome with good. How you fight evil? You fight it with good. Like fire is put out with water. How do you extinguish fire, Maulana? With water, not with fire.
Indeed.
So evil is not overcome with evil. One. We're talking about respect for parents, respect for elders, so many things. This is a very beautiful waqia. And it comes to light. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's father. This happens every day in our homes. Maulana, it has become a norm. If I'm not speaking to you, say you are my brother, Maulana. My blood brother. And we have a tiff, me and you. Then my wife won't speak to your wife. One. My children will ignore your children and your children will ignore my children.
Haq, Ustad.
Each day I won't come to your house, if you won't come to my house. If there's a wedding in your house, I won't come to your wedding. If in my house there's a wedding, they won't come to my house. Is it happening or not happening?
Happening, Ustad. Happening.
But Maiki, how do you make tarbiyat of your children? What a beautiful example this is. That Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's father had an argument with his brother. So they stopped talking to each other. And at that time, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was studying in Deoband. And his uncle was also staying there. So when Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali came back home, his father asked him, did you meet and greet your uncle? Allahu Akbar. So Maulana Thanvi replied, when he's not talking to you, why should I meet him or greet him? Allahu Akbar. That's like how we do it today, Maulana. He says, my father never slapped me ever. But that day, he gave me a slap and said, he is my brother. We will fight. But that's your uncle. فرمائے کہ میرا بھائی ہے میں تو لڑوں گا. He's my brother. I can fight with him. I can argue with him. تیرا تو چاچا ہے. He's your uncle. You show, supposed to show respect. سبحاناللہ. تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے خیرکم احاسنکم اخلاقا اذا فقہوا. تم میں سب سے اچھا اخلاق والا ہے جب اس کی ساتھ ساتھ دین کی سمجھ ہو. The best amongst you who has اخلاق and who has the understanding of deen. تو may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. You're talking about drinking, vice, all the haram things that's going to take place. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna min ashrati sa'a. One of the signs of Qiyamah. Ayyurfa'ul ilm. Allah will take away knowledge. You'll find jihalat, Mulana. You'll have libraries of book, but no one to understand you. And ignorance will prevail. Wayushrabul khamar. And drinking will become the order of the day.
Sure.
I was looking at one clip. They said, no, they're putting 40% halal, what you call beer. Yeah, in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, somebody sent that clip and mashallah, that guy is advertising it. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. Innamal khamru wal maysiru wal ansabu rijsum min amali shaitan. Fajtanibuhu. Gambling and drinking liquor. Rijsun. It is filth. Min amali shaitan. Fajtanibuhu. Stay far away. So Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Inna min ashrati sa'a. One of the major signs of Qiyamah, that Allah will take away ilm from us. وَيَثْبُتُ الْجَهْلِ And jihalat and ignorance will prevail. وَيُشْرَبُ الْخَمْرِ And people will drink liquor like water. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, Mawlana. That being the introduction of how do you fight evil, how as elders we need to make tarbiyat of our children, and what did Rasulullah prophesize before Qiyamah, what is going to happen, it is prevalent in our society, it's happening. So how do we resolve this? Mawlana, let's see your question.
So let's go to the questions, Ustad. How do we resolve this? Do we go with the flow? I know there was a very beautiful hadith where our beloved Ustad mentioned this morning on As-Safina to Ilal Jannah, Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. You know? So how far do we go, Ustad? The listener says here, one he says that, Ustad, a mother says, is it advisable for my son to go out with his friends during the holidays to Cape Town? As I, as a mother, need some advice. Should I let him go, yes or no? Although, maybe the boy is a good boy. Maybe the family is a good family, Ustad. So the mother wants to know. I think, Ustad, I mentioned to you also the other incident of the mother where she lost her nephew, Ustad. She lost her nephew last year, December, when they were on their way to Wombats, or a group of youngsters. There may have been a car accident. And, of course, the youngster passed away. So there are many questions coming in, inshallah, Ustad. So maybe, Ustad, you should guide us. How do we go about? Somebody's asking you, can I just be with my friend, but of course, not celebrating the New Year's, not celebrating Christmas, but I'll just be there. There will be music, but of course, I'm not going to be listening to music, Ustad. This is anonymous brother, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Malana, first and foremost, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. It's another hadith. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa min. Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Shariat does not stop you. First of all, let's get this correct. I'm going for a holiday. What is my purpose? I want to ask myself and I want to ask our listeners, what is the purpose of a holiday? Is holiday meaning that now for 11 months, mashallah, I was pabandi shariat. Now, when it comes to December, because it's Christmas for the kuffar, for the Christians and for the Jews and all other people who celebrate it. So we also following the flock. Because now it's Christmas. Christmas got nothing to do with Islam. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ See what Allah Pak says about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ They did not kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ They did not put him on the cross. وَلَاكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ But Allah made it a mystery. Allah Pak raised Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So we as Muslims, if we are going to celebrate and having fun and pleasure because it's Christmas and everything is closed, Allahu Azim, Mawlana, we have lost the guidance in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to have fun? Shariat doesn't stop you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, teach your children how to swim. Teach them horse riding. Teach them archery. Teach them wrestling. So subhanallah, Shariat has given us how we should groom our children. Yes, mashallah, I see quite a few of the jamiats and darul uloom. They're having special classes and special camp for the youth. Yes, alhamdulillah, that's very productive. When namaz is being taught to them, wuzu, ghusl, and all the sunnahs of Rasulullah, how you should swim, how you should do exercise, how the Sahaba ikram live, if you are stuck in a jungle, how to light a fire, how to protect yourself if you get lost, how you must find direction. Subhanallah, in the olden days, Murana, we used to go scouting. We had a scout master. Every week they would take us up the hill, climbing the mountains on the trail, and they would teach us life skills. Yes, in that way, alhamdulillah, you are now nurturing that young man. You're giving him positive thinkings, You're putting him into some situations and you're teaching him survival skills. That's fine, Molana, alhamdulillah. That should be done and encouraged. But Molana, we have a problem. We have mahol, the environment. From that group of friends that are going, Molana, all of them are not alike. All five are not alike.
Yes, Ustad, this was going to come there. All five are not alike. 100%.
And eventually, Molana, peer pressure will get the better of this young man who says, I won't listen to the music. I won't be part and parcel of the party. I will just accompany them. Eventually, Molana, peer pressure will get the better of him.
You think so, Ustad?
And he fall, unfortunately. So whenever you go on journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, always travel two and more persons. One, first of all, before you leave, you read two rakat salatul hajat. Ask Allah for protection. Ask Allah ta'ala for hidayat. And the most important thing is pabandi of salah. When you are on journey, make sure that you read your namaz on time. Number two, dress Islamically. There must be a big difference when a Muslim goes out and he's dressed in an Islamic attire. He must be a role model that somebody looks at us reading namaz. For example, you are stopped at the airport, now I'm reading namaz. That whole congregation is sitting there and is looking at us reading salah. Molana, it gives them some food for thought that what are these people doing?
Allah,
one or two of them will come and ask you, what are these Muslims doing? Who are they praying to? Why do they pray like this? So if I'm in my salah and my Islamic attire, Molana, alhamdulillah, this is a form of dawah. But when we go on holiday, Molana, my dressing has changed. My appearance has changed. My akhlaq has changed. I'm a changed person. I've become like an animal. Especially when you go off far places, Molana, what guna takes place, what vice takes place, the things that happen there, Allah forgive. I'm not saying everybody. I always say that if you want to go for a holiday, go as a family. Go with your parents, alhamdulillah. Yes, you'll have your me time. But alhamdulillah, you have an ameer, you have alhamdulillah, salah, you have proper dress code, you have good akhlaq, and more so, you're eating halal food. Sharia doesn't stop you from going for a holiday. Alhamdulillah, go. But choose the place where you are going. And stick to the rules of Sharia. So inshallah, you're pleasing Allah. وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا.
But Ustad, all always fitna. You go Joburg, fitna. I mean, you go Joburg, December, it's fitna. You go Cape Town, it's fitna. You go Durban, beachfront. I mean, all over. You go to the malls, it's all over. You know, somebody's saying, could Molana Salim please explain, what does he mean peer pressure? I mean, he's a big boy for himself. He can think for himself. Ustad.
Molana, you'll be sad. You know, you go into school, you go into workplace. How people taunt you when you don't go with the flow.
No way, Ustad. No way.
Wallahu lazeem, Molana. You know, eventually the person buckles. Because I want my friend. And you get the guy, or the one person there is very influential, very convincing. And they will use different strategies somewhat to get you involved in what wrong they are doing. Molana, yes, sometimes your iman is strong and you will say no is no. I'm not saying that the man doesn't have the willpower. He definitely has. But 9 out of 10, Molana, eventually, you know, shaitan doesn't come and say, you know what, make zina straight away. He don't tell you that. He'll start with your eyes, okay, mashallah, you're looking at that young girl. Then you want to talk to her. Then you want her number. Then you want to become close to her. Then you want to befriend her. Then you want to take her for coffee. Then you want to meet her. Then you want to take her for a drive. Molana, what's the end result? Shaitan won't come and say, you, let's do zina straight away. No, 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 no. He won't do this, Molana. He's got makar in him.
I see.
He's got deceit in him.
Allah, I see Ummi Saliha, Ustad, just on that point, that's why I'm stopping you, Ustad. She says that Molana Salim Karim is 100% correct. My son picked up to smoke weed when he was in Jamaat 40 days last year, December. Ustad, as you're saying about peer pressure. But I mean, I don't know, Ustad.
This is, Molana, that is why Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before you make a journey, choose your guide. Just every Tom, Dick and Harry, you send your child or your daughter. As far as girls are concerned, Molana, in the olden days, our parents, there was no chance for a girl baby or a girl child, sorry, to sleep out, even at her uncle's house, Molana. Forget sleeping with friends here. staying out on Saturday nights and Sunday nights. It's no, we're going as friends, inshallah. I'm spending some, I'm going to spend Saturday night with my friends and only girls over there. See, we don't know the tarbiyat, we don't know the akhlaq, we don't know the habits of all the girls. So I'm not saying it's happening to all our children, all our daughters are bad, or all our sons. I'm saying sometimes these things happen, and then you scratch your head and find out, how come this thing happened? So peer pressure, Murana, look at that one child who says he went for Jamaat. Alhamdulillah, Murana, going out in the path of Allah is such a great ibadah. See? But what happens sometimes, Murana, parents are sending those children who are mischievous, who they can't control, who are involved in drugs and vice, with this niyyah that no, I'll send him in Jamaat and inshallah his Islam will be made. This is also another weakness in the Ummah of Rasulullah, Murana. My son, who is not very good in school academically, Murana, he's weak, he's not such an achiever. That child, I want to send him to the Darul Uloom. But the one that's a high flyer, I'm sending him to university. This is the mentality that you and I have. Why don't we give the best of our students to the madrasa? Make him an alim, make him a leader, make him a scholar of deen. He has the capacity and capability. Now, those children of ours who are weak, mental capacity is weak, the IQ is weak, no, send this one to the madrasa. Allahu Akbar. Kya jawab? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, treat your children equally. Give to your sons and daughters equally when you're alive. Treat them fairly. There's a door in Jannah which is called Babul Faraha. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever will keep their children happy, Allah will give them entrance into Jannah through that door which is known as Babul Faraha. So Murana, we have to see, before we embark on a journey, or before I send my son, who is going to be in charge of him? What is the akhlaq? What is the background? What is the behavior of these boys? And I'm saying, go for holidays. I'm not stopping you. But alhamdulillah, go as a family. How much sawab it is, Murana. As the one sister said, my husband, as far as December comes, he's gone fishing.
Yes.
She doesn't know whether he's fishing for two legs. It's a sad statement that she's making, Murana. You can see she's crying out for attention. She's crying out for love. 11 months of the year, mashallah, she's cooking, feeding, clothing him. She's looking for quality time for her and her family and the children to bond. But no, this husband is absolutely selfish. Because they're up to something. I don't know what happens in the fishing trip. You have no idea.
No way.
You must find out what is happening in Namibia when they're going fishing.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
St. John's, they're going. I'm not saying all of them. But go and see what is happening there, Murana. Because I'm far away from home. Nobody knows me there. I'm not shooting from my hip. Who's there? Forget. Allahu Naziri. Allah is watching me. Allahu Shahidi. Allahu my Allah is watching. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was absolutely thirsty one day. And he saw a shepherd with a flock of sheep. And he went up to the shepherd and said, can you give me some milk from these goats? And the shepherd said to him, these goats doesn't belong to me. And I have no authority whatsoever to give you anything. I'm sorry. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, okay, you don't want to give me the milk, then sell me one of the sheep. He says, I don't have the authority and power to sell the sheep. It belongs to my boss, my owner. I cannot sell it to you. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is testing him and said, but your boss is not here. There's no witnesses here. Nobody knows. It's me and you. Give me the milk or sell me the sheep. Umar radiallahu ta'ala is testing this person. When he said that nobody is seeing us here. If you give me the milk or you sell me the sheep, nobody is watching here. That shepherd just said, Fa'ain Allah. My Allah is watching. What are you talking about? Nobody is here. My Allah is watching me. So, Murana, if you have Allah consciousness, you can go into the most worst of places. You keep your eyes down. Because you're disciplined and you trained yourself. You built up the quality of taqwa. You can pass the bar or somewhere, you'll never look inside there.
Mm.
You pass the club, you'll never look inside there because you trained yourself. So the question is, how much of taqwa do we have? How much of self-restraint do we have? How much of self-control do we have that we are conscious that if we are put into a dilemma, we put into a situation, inshallah, we'll walk away. As Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when Zulaikha shut all the doors, and she tried to entice him, closed all the doors, and said to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, all at haytalak. She said, please come to me, there's nobody here, it's only me and you. All at haytalak. You and I, many times, we are tempted for guna and sin and masiyah. Our friends call us. See, our colleagues call us. Come, never mind. Have one pull. See? Now just they say you must grow, you must grow daha.
Mm-hmm.
Now you were talking about ice cream, now you have daha ice cream too. You heard about that, Muna.
Mm.
See where it's going. That's why one drop of liquor is haram. Forget about 1 liter. One drop of it is napak, palid, and it's haram. So what did Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam say? Qala ma'adallah. Oh Allah, I seek your protection. That's why Allah Pak said, one of those persons who will be under the arsh of Allah, the shade of Allah's arsh, is that young man who was invited by a beautiful woman. Everything is there, available. He could do what he wants. And he says, Inni akhafullah. I fear my Allah. And he leaves. Allah Pak loves the tawbah of a young person because the temptations are so much. Not that Allah doesn't love the tawbah of elderly people. Allah loves them.
Mm.
But a young man who's faced with so much of vice and so much of haram things, and still he lowers his gaze and he says, Inni akhafullah. I fear my Allah. Not going to do it. So we have Shariat in front of us, alhamdulillah, in happiness and enjoy how we must react, alhamdulillah. Shariat has given us a guideline. So, Mawlana, let's not destroy our children. We built so much. It's a dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min awladi yakunu alayya wa bala. Oh Allah, protect me from such children. Allah, protect me from such children who become an azab for me, who become a nuisance to me. Why this dua? What did Allah Rabbul Alameen say to us? Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh Allah, make my wife and my children the coolness of my eyes.
Allahu Akbar.
Look at what those parents are going, Mawlana, whose children have gone astray. They are crying tears of blood. Those kids came from decent homes. They came from homes where there was namaz, Quran, tilawat of Quran. There was khair and afiyat in that house.
Allah,
but once they got exposed to the outside world, and it starts from that university. You want to send, you see, that's why, Mawlana, they send you for army training. Why do they send us for army training, Mawlana, before they send you for the battle?
Why?
2 years. I'm training. So I'm fully prepared to fight my enemy. Ask yourself, including myself, have I trained my sons and daughters, my nephews and nieces, to be strong enough to fight all the vice that is out? We have failed miserably. So who is to be blamed?
I see, Ustad, there's a concern, ma'am. She says here, Mawlana Salim, it says here, Mawlana Salim, there's couples that go out in December as couples, and they become friendly with each other. And these are so-called Muslims. A concerned mom. I've seen it, Mawlana Salim Karim. I was there. This is a concerned mom. In holidays. Ustad, do you get people doing that, Ustad? Where they...
وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا.
Ya Allah.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person commits a zina, his heart comes out, his iman comes out from his heart. That heart becomes restless. It destroys your iman, it destroys your rosy, it destroys generations. This is what happens, Mulana. You're talking about, they have wife swapping. There's one Wateria in Durban, not taking the name. See? The young couples meet over there, they got a basket, you throw your car keys inside.
No ways, Ustad. Come on, Ustad.
I'm not shooting for my hip here. The reality, what the sister is saying is true. You come, all the friends are there, mashallah, with their wives. Like how you take a raffle out, the name comes out, you take the car keys and you go with that person.
There's a listener says, Maulana Salim, correct this. The listener says, Chi Maulana, they do change partners. That's what the listener said now, right now, Ustad.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Maulana. I'm not lying, not making up my story. Maulana, what is the need for me? I'm not observing the rules of Parada.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Yes, we are good neighbors, we are good friends. But alhamdulillah, Shariat has said, do not break the rules of Islam. I'm going with my neighbors, I'm going with my friends. Why? Maulana, what happens there when you're sitting all alone? Gee, the men are gone hiking, and women are all alone. They're talking about their stories. Gee, and so many other activities start taking place. And slowly, you start opening up to your neighbor or to your friend, your husband's friend. This is how my husband treats me. He's so rude. He's not loving. He's not caring. I'll see how Shaitan is now injecting slowly the poison, slowly, slowly, slowly. He's now trying to win the confidence. See? And then one thing leads to the other.
Ya Allah.
That's supposed to be a holiday. Mulana, you have destroyed your iman and your family and the rest of your akhirah. Take your family. Your family are your best friend. Interact with your family. So you know that your iman is protected. Your children are protected. Your wife is protected. And it's not for us to go for a holiday, Mulana. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked the question, Man najat? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you wake up in the morning and Allah has given you good health, you are sahih salamat. You're not handicapped. You didn't get a stroke. You're not, whatever sickness that you are now, you can't do anything. Allah has given you good health. You woke up. Number two, you stay at home in the safety of your home. It's a very big ni'mat, the peace and tranquility that you enjoy at home. If we all do our duty at home, namaz time, we read namaz, zikr time, we make zikr, taleem time, we make taleem, fun time, we all play together, alhamdulillah. Then you have your me time with your wife, mashallah, the children are doing their own thing. What a beautiful way to spend your time. Do you have to spend thousands of rands to go and collect gunas?
So
does it make sense? Is that a good investment?
No, definitely.
But I don't know where my son is definitely. Born. After Maghrib, he's gone with his friends. My daughter, she's gone with her friends. My wife is gone with her friends. My husband is gone with his friends. All coming back. And Shaitan is clapping hands. Wah, wah. No, let's not destroy what we built. For which we cry to Allah at the Tahajjud time, Rabbi habli min as-salih. Allah, don't destroy our families. Oh Allah, don't destroy our iman. Oh Allah, keep our haya and sharam and modesty intact. Oh Allah, don't disgrace us. This is my nasihat. And number two, as I said, that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sahabi came. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, whenever I travel with my friend, my animal is the last, is the laziest. And my friends, they always supersede me. They reach the destination before me. And I drag along and takes me a very long time to catch up with them and inshallah al-Aziz, be with them. What must I do? Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him advice and said, whenever you make irada for safar, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ The whole surah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. The whole surah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد. The whole surah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس. And when you finish then again, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. What a beautiful wazifa. Try it. We're all going on journey. We all go in safar. See how easy Allah will make your safar. The sahabi took this wazifa and nasihat from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to practice on it. So one day Rasulullah met him and asked him, what's your situation now? He says, wallahi ya Rasulullah, I beat all my friends. Alhamdulillah, my animal on which I ride is always in the front. As far as my colleagues are concerned, I'm the most respected and honored amongst them. Allah has given me so much of khair in my journey. Subhanallah. So if you have to go on journey, make amal. Be in the state of wudu, read the du'as of safar, read Ayatul Kursi and the four quls, make dum in your car and on your children, and leave. Because if there's an accident, as Mulana said to me, the one mother said, I sent my son and he died in the accident.
Yes.
My other son wants to go. No. First, place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. All of us have to leave this world. Allah ta'ala just is looking for a bahana. You know, Allah is just looking for an excuse for your mouth. Don't have that. Always think good of Rabbul Alameen. Apne khaliq ke bare mein hamesha sahi socho. Always have a positive thought for Allah Rabbul Alameen. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah will not put you into undue taklif. Allah always wants the best for you. Yes, Allah will test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ. Allah will test you about your family. You will lose a beloved one. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So the mother should also think positive. Her son has passed away in an accident. He's shaheed. Allahumma aghfirhum warhamhum wasakkinhum fil jannah. No mother can rest in peace knowing that her child has passed away.
Ustad,
khud bhi rulati hai aur khud bhi roti hai.
Ustad, that mother, she's waiting for your response. The one that she asked, is it advisable for me, for my son to go out with his friends during the holidays, that is now, to Cape Town? I, as a mother, need some advice from you, Maulana Salim Karim. Well, Maulana, would you advise for them to go start as a group of friends?
Maulana, my biggest worry, Cape Town is a gay city.
Astaghfirullah.
This is my worry. Cape Town is Allah's Qudrat is unique. If you look at the sceneries, the beaches, the greenery, the garden, the sightseeing, Table Mountain, Stellenbosch Gardens, subhanallah. Hout Bay, must go eat fish there, Moana. Hout Bay. Gee, lovely fish over there.
Subhanallah.
Excellent place, Moana. But unfortunately, in some of the stats, Allahu Akbar, what is happening there, Allah forgive us.
Ameen.
As an alim, I will say to the mother, please do not send your child.
Ya Allah.
If your child wants to go, you as a parent, or somebody responsible, alhamdulillah, take him and go. If it's his desire to see Cape Town, alhamdulillah. But don't send him with friends. What happens there, Maulana, is a sin. Things that I was there, New Year's, I went to Cape Town about 6-7 years ago. Maulana, I saw for myself. That's why I'm not shooting from my hip again. I'm saying this. I've seen a lot of things that's happening there. And it's gone worse now. So, as the mother is asking the question, I will say, Abba, for the pleasure of Allah, for the safety of your child, please don't send him with friends. If he wants to go, take him as a family, inshallah, and let him enjoy that beautiful city, definitely. And I'm not saying everybody, but from what I know, what's being said on the news, and so many other places, that Cape Town has become a gay city.
Ustad, would you be strict? What our children? I mean, it's December time. Maybe your daughter, she wants to go to your brother's house or to your sister's house or to your auntie or to your uncle's house. Would you and I be strict? Is there a limit? I mean, it's holiday, Ustad. We cannot be strict. We're gonna hold them in the house and say, no, you can't go there. You can't. I'm asking, Ustad.
No, I'm not saying that, Maulana. I'm saying there's nothing wrong in keeping family ties.
Uh-huh.
Go and visit your family, whoever it is, your uncle, your aunt, your cousins, alhamdulillah. But if you teach your child the rules of hijab, the rules of how you should behave, then alhamdulillah, it's not a problem, Mulana. But it's become free now. In some of the homes, Mulana, there is strict hijab and parda. In some of the homes, there is virtually no hijab, no parda, no strictness. So now what happens to your child?
Do I sacrifice
my child and make somebody else happy? No, Mulana. As parents, we must do what is the best for our children. Yes, keep family ties. And inshallah, the other family members who are not ready for the change, Mulana, they should also respect that my cousin is coming, she's in hijab.
Mm.
So I need to respect her. She's my brother's daughter. And I'm not saying that, no, because they're not wearing the hijab or they're not donning the hijab, they are bad people. I'm not saying that. Maybe Allah will give them tawfiq later. They'll realize, inshallah, they'll also join that. Alhamdulillah. But respect me for who I am. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't send your children. Please, do send them, alhamdulillah, to keep family ties and muhabbat. It is great.
The sister says, Mulana Salim Karim, I broke ties with my brother. I broke ties completely. I completely broke ties with my brother. My brother, he's rich. He spoils his children, Mulana Salim Karim. They have the wealth that they have. And I'm the youngest sister. I'm poor. I don't have, alhamdulillah, I don't have what I have. But I make shukr to my Allah. And I sent my son for holidays day to my eldest brother's house. And eventually, his children, they, of course, I don't know how it happened, but they went for club. They went to the club. Now, who do you blame the ustad?
Well, see, this is what I'm trying to say. As parents, we need to take responsibility for our... If I know, Mulana, the tarbiyat,
yes,
and the behavior of my family,
I wouldn't have sent it.
I will definitely not send my child.
Correct, ustad.
That's what Sharia tells you. You know there's fire there, you're going to get burnt. But it doesn't mean you must break ties with your brother. That's a separate matter. He's still your blood. You're born from one mother. Make salam and keep the ta'alluq. Yes, you don't have to send your children there. It's not for us. If that child went to the club and the nephews all went to the club, obviously that is haram and that is wrong.
Mm.
This is what I'm saying, Mulana, is the mahol, the influence, the peer pressure, and all this put together. You got to toe the line. So why put your child in a compromised situation? Don't send your child there. But it doesn't mean you must break ties with your brother. If you saw your nephew is doing wrong, you should have brought it to the attention of your brother and said, see, this is not right what has happened. In future, I won't be sending my son and I don't want you to feel bad. We are still brothers and sisters, and alhamdulillah, we love each other for the pleasure of Allah.
Yes.
But please make me maaf. I will not send my child to your house. No harms, no qualms. Finish.
Well said, Ustad. 9 minutes to 10, you are tuning and listening to the discussion, and our topic is that how should a Muslim behave in private and in public places? Somebody says here, Maulana Salim, I'm listening to your beautiful program this evening, the discussion, very, very informative and spiritual. And the listener says, Maulana Salim, my husband gave me 3 talaqs when we went out for holidays. We fought for a stupid thing. Now he wants me to sleep with his friend for halala. He wants me back, but what if he does it again? This is anonymous sister, Ustad.
Allahu Akbar, Mulana. This is the sad part.
Talaqul mughallaza.
Mulana, first and foremost, in the eyes of Allah, the most disliked halal thing is talaq.
100%.
One. And it is so improper to give your wife 3 talaqs in one go. What did the Quran tell us, Mulana? If the wife and husband has a dispute and the wife is seeking help, the Quran says first, فَإِذُوهُنَّ. Sit down, discuss the matter amongst yourself, alhamdulillah. Try to resolve the problem amicably. Not in front of the children. You only scream, Mulana, if your house is on fire.
Beshak.
So Allah Pak has given us a sunnat way of solving the problem. We all will have, we agree to disagree, Marana, husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
All of us can't think alike. See, but if there is a dispute, whatever the dispute is, the Quran is clearly telling you and me, fa'izuhunna, sit her down and talk to her. If that doesn't work, wahjuruhunna fil madajir, then separate yourself from the bed that you share with her. But ulama-i kiram have written such a beautiful words of wisdom that don't move out of that room. It defeats the purpose. Mulana, I'm sleeping with, on the bed with my wife for the last 30 years.
Mm.
And now we had a fight and I decided that I'm going to sleep on the floor. I'm going to sleep in one corner in that same room. You think it's easy emotionally? Yes, when anger gets the better of you, you'll say, yes, get out. I don't want you here. But deep down, ask her. When sanity prevails and the temper subsides, both of them are feeling bad. Let me tell you that, Mulana.
Sure.
Not one person, both of them. They're stealing glances at each other. I'm telling you. What is he doing? Is he sleeping? The Quran says, وَحْجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَدَاجِ. Separate yourself. If that doesn't work, then وَدْرِبُهُنَّ. You have the permission to give her a light beating. When we talk about beating here, it means the size of a miswak stick on her hand, lightly. That's what Shariat allows. But to beat your wife like an animal, or Mike, Allah's lanat and curses on that man who does that. Here is this man who now given three talaqs to his wife. If you have given three talaqs, and today was Allah, but Allah Ta'ala give the sister Ajri Azim, because this was a topic of discussion for the last few days with another alim on this topic. That what happened, Mulana? Now the husband wants his wife back. Once you have given her three talaqs, the three talaqs is valid. She served her iddat. This nikah is terminated for good. She is a complete stranger. This husband who gave her three talaqs is out of the equation. He's got no say whatsoever in her life. He can't dictate terms.
First of all,
he's a complete stranger. Mulana.
Yes, Ustad.
Complete stranger. He must get this straight in his head. He has no control over. Yes, regarding the children, alhamdulillah, both parents will share the responsibility. But about her private life and her future life, Mulana, he's got no say whatsoever. Now he's making conditions that I want my friend to sleep with her. There's a hadith of Rasulullah. When you do this, you do, there's lots of conditions, there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration. Who is prepared to make this halala? Because definitely the Quran says, وَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ حَتَّى تَنْكِيَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. The Quran is quite clear. You cannot, oh, you can only remarry your first husband after he's given you three talaq if you go through the process of halal.
Yes, correct.
But Shariat has put checks and balances. This must not become a pleasurable thing. It must not become a form of zina. So now for him to say that I want my friend to sleep with my wife, he's got no chance whatsoever to dictate anything to her. It is left to her that she gets married to somebody else or somebody marries her. And without any conditions, he gives her talaq and then she serves her iddat. And then only she can get married to the first husband. But the first husband or the woman, she also can't make any conditions, because Murana, today people are using certain instances where the woman says to a man that, look, I want to go back to my first husband. Please marry me. So now he's going to blackmail her. He's going to extort money from her. There's going to be sexual abuse. There's going to be so many things taking place. It's just not an easy thing to do this halala thing, Marana. Because there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La'an Allahu al-mu'allil wal-muhallilahu hawkama. All in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You need guidance from the ulama. You need guidance from the muftiyani kiram. The wife and the person who is going to do the halala must be naked, pious, sincere. And I had Mufti Saab say that sometimes it happens if the husband, she gets married again and that husband doesn't want to divorce her now.
Yes.
It happened many times, Mulana, because mashallah, you found her to be attractive. You found her, mashallah, to be a good person. And then you can't force the husband to give the talaq. Now a fight takes place. He doesn't want to give her talaq. He doesn't want to let go. And now it becomes a money-making thing. Okay, you want your talaq, give me 100,000, then I'll give you the talaq.
No way, Ustad. Come on.
Yeah. Extorting, Mulana. Extorting money, blackmailing. Then all the abuses start, Mulana. It's not a play thing, Mulana. It's a very serious thing.
Astaghfirullah.
Yes, Shariat has allowed for it. But there's proper rules and regulations to follow. And check with the ulama-i-kiram and mufti-an-i-kiram before you embark on this. Otherwise, you'll be inviting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That halala won't take place, and you will not be, what I will say, halal for your first husband again, because it was not done properly, and the conditions and rules were not specified and fulfilled according to Sharia.
Ustad, it's a minute left to 10 o'clock. Just to round up everything, Ustad, a few words from your side, inshallah. Because, of course, holidays is around the corner. On Sunday, it will be the 1st of December. Many, many people will be looking forward, of course, going out with their family members. From your side, Ustad, short and sweet, how should we Muslims protect our izzat, our chastity, our iman? We should not miss namaz, G.
The first thing, Mulana, he said, always have Allah consciousness in you.
Beshak.
Whatever you do, whether you're on holiday, whether you're in ibadat, wherever you are, if you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then insha'Allah al-Adeez, your journey anywhere in the world will become easy. Always be conscious of Allah. My Allah is watching me. Mm. One. Number two, ask yourself, is my Allah happy with what I'm doing?
Beshak.
Mm. Number three, am I getting rewarded by Allah for all this, what I'm doing? Mm. Am I conscious of my salah? As I said, the most important thing. Is the modesty and the integrity of my wife, my daughter, is protected? Is the izzat of my son protected? Where I'm taking them, what they're going to be doing? Marana, how is it, Marana, as Muslims, we go to a swimming pool there in the hotel, Marana, that lady is wearing a bikini. Three-quarters of her body is not naked, stark naked. What example are we setting? Imagine me and you, the kurta, Marana, we go there. Even if it's with our families. What precedent are we setting? Mm. Avoid such haram places, Mulana. Because people look at you as an alim. You're supposed to be a role model. You're supposed to be guiding the ummah. But unfortunately, some of us, we just get caught. So the biggest factor, Mulana, is that, inshallah, always be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask yourself every day, is my Allah happy with what I'm doing? Is my family protected? Is my family being fed halal? Is their akhlaq and morals being protected? Then, inshallah, plan your journey and embark. Mm. On a lighter note, Mulana, husband and wife, isn't we going to eat out?
Uh-huh.
And now everybody has eaten. Now the waiter comes with the bill.
Uh-huh.
So Mulana, if you go with your wife, who's going to pay the bill? Who volunteers first?
The husband.
Jeez. So the wife said, okay, you know what? She said, she brought the menu.
Uh-huh.
When the bill came, she told the waiter, bring that menu here. And she said to the wife, it's written here, men, M-E-N,
uh-huh.
You. So it means you must pay the bill.
Allah.
Now, the husband said, no problem.
Uh-huh.
He called the waiter again.
Uh-huh.
And on there was written menu,
M-E-N-U. Uh-huh.
So he said, yeah, it means me and you.
That's a good one. Me.
Look at this word menu. Me and you.
And you, yeah, E-N-N-U.
Both of us must pay for the thing.
Subhanallah.
So, inshallah. But anyway, you Allah take your family, Mana, inshallah, always be. Feed them halal, Mulana, and make them happy, and Allah be happy with us, and Allah forgive our shortcomings.
Ameen.
But Allah Ta'ala has given us our wives and our children as a very big amanat, my humble appeal. Look after them. Hijackings are taking place. Kidnapping is taking place. Child trafficking is taking place. we don't want to lose our masum
definitely
and our amanat. May Allah Ta'ala protect us.
Ameen. Ameen. Ustad, before you leave us, of course, we have terminated the program. I'm thinking maybe, inshallah, maybe tomorrow, if Ustad is available, maybe you should just touch a bit on Black Friday. Unfortunately, the time is over, Ustad. We can't continue. Maybe tomorrow morning, if Ustad is available, of course, normally you come on Saturday mornings. So if Ustad is available tomorrow morning, maybe just 10 to 15, 20 minutes, just to the listeners about Ustad, about Black Friday, just to warn them and to touch and to maybe just to give us a few words or a few tips of Black Friday.
Alhamdulillah, business is business, alhamdulillah.
Uh-huh.
But the most important thing is, you know, what are we buying? One is, do I need this? Or must I have it? Because, Mulana, we are all impulsive buyers, most of us. Especially when it comes to clothing, we are absolutely open our cupboard, Mulana, and see how many outfits there that we have worn or the tag or the price list is still on it. But anyway, we'll talk about it, Mulana.
Inshallah. Ameen. Inshallah. Barakallah. Ameen. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum, all the way from Ladysmith. I want to thank my engineer, Brother Lakolo. I want to thank all the listeners out there who are tuning and listening attentively to the discussion on this beautiful evening, the night of Jumu'ah. We will be seeing you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place on our program, Safina to Ilal Jannah. From myself and all of you out there, and my engineer and my Ustad, Allahumma ahdina wahdibina wahdina sajamia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.